the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
One of the rising artists of 2015, not just in Ireland but globally, was an Irish singer-songwriter from Dublin. Ed Sheeran not only championed him but had him as a tour support as well in 2015. He also toured with Codaline, Sam Smith and Taylor Swift and performed on two of the biggest TV shows in the United States, Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Late Late Show with James Corden. And on top of that, he performed in front of 80,000 people in Croke Park in Dublin. And his debut studio album, Bitter Pill, isn't even out in the UK yet. That's released on March the 11th. And on Sunday, the 7th of February, Gavin James performed at the Comedia here in Brighton. I caught up with him as he was on his way to Brighton. And I have to be honest, we did fall victim to a certain storm Imogen. The storm affected our phone coverage, so we were cut off from each other halfway through. So apologies for the slight difference in audio halfway through our chat. All I have to say is, Storm Imogen, if you're out there, I can hear you outside our studio windows, you've made an enemy out of us. Anyway, enjoy our chat. It's coming up just after Gavin's song, Ghosts. So on the phone with me right now, I have Irish singer-songwriter Gavin James. Hi, Gavin.
How are you, man? How are you?
How are you? Thanks for taking this call. You're on the way to Brighton at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, nearly there now, sir. I'm getting ready for the gig. Should be good fun.
Yeah, have you played Brighton before?
Yeah, I did the Green Door Store with Codaline, but it's been years ago now. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great venue, actually, for live music.
Great spot.
Yeah.
I had this... some reason this group of people, they do, is it like a thing to do in Brighton where they do tequila shots but they have like the worms in them? Is that like I've not come across.
I think you might have been hoodwinked in that one.
I think somebody like totally tricked me into doing that because they were like, this is the thing we do at Brighton, and I did it and I was like, oh god, why'd you make me do this?
Yeah, I've been here 3 years, I've never heard of that one. So I think you got,
what is that? Yeah,
were you buying, by the way, were you?
No, that was my first experience with Brighton. Was a horrible dream. The rest of the night was great after that.
So, yeah, 2015, great year for yourself, wasn't it?
Ah, yeah.
Your debut studio album was released, and you appeared on Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden show. You supported Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, and Codaline. You released a live album, and you were nominated for a Choice Music Award as well. It was a time coming, though, wasn't it?
Ah, no, I'm delighted that everything's happened. Nothing's ever really a sure thing, so I'm very lucky to be doing what I'm doing. But yeah, the last year was very fun. I got to travel a lot more than I have before. Spent a lot of time in America, and the Sam Smith tour was mental, so I was really happy about doing that.
Yeah.
And great fun. I got the first kind of tour I did over there was with the Codaline lads, and that was pretty much like going away to like Magaluf with your mate. So it was fine. Pretty much like...
So it's all fun and games, so.
It's a lot of fun. But it's a long year traveling and not being home that much, so great to start up again now. It's really fun.
How did you find touring in America? Was it quite different to touring in UK and Ireland?
It's very big.
Yeah.
It's very big over there. It's a very big country. So it takes a lot longer to drive around, so you're doing these 8-hour drives, trying to carry. It was a lot of fun.
I don't know why. And how did they find your accent over in the States then?
Oh yeah, it was definitely hard to kind of get used to it. I had to really tone it down. The speed. I usually talk like a leprechaun speed over there, so nobody had a clue. I tell a joke and they not laugh, and then I tell it again really slowly, and then everybody laugh. So I had to, had to kind of learn that way. But I was just used to playing gigs in Ireland and like not worrying about it too much. But that was the only thing I had to really kind of think about more.
Yeah,
I just kind of say whatever pops into my head. I haven't really got a filter.
Yeah, no, I kind of struggle with that, and I moved here as well because it's a TH thing as well, isn't it?
TH is an absolute horrible, the 33 and a tour kind of thing, yeah. Metal.
Now, your debut album, your studio album, debut studio album, Bitter Pill, was released in Ireland in November. How long was that in the making?
It was actually a while. It was about a year or so, a year and 3 months. And some of the songs have been in the making for a while, but it took ages to do because we got all the tours last year and I wasn't home or I wasn't in London where we were recording it. So it's definitely like a week here and then a few days there and then a week here. So it definitely took longer than it should. But we finished it up just in September. So it's chuffed. It took really long, but yeah. I'm delighted.
How does it feel now it's out there? Because it's, as you said, it was a while coming up.
Yeah, I'm delighted. It's only in Ireland now, so it's going well. And it went platinum the other week, so I'm absolutely chuffed about that. But it's kind of just going. It's grand. Everybody seems to be liking it. I was kind of like thinking about it because I brought the live album out first, obviously. So people would have been. I was hoping people would like kind of taste it in a new way of the production of the album. Because the live stuff is just completely stripped. Yeah. Whereas the album is totally a bit more edgier and kind of rockier at some point. But
cool. And it's released here in the UK on the 11th of March then as well.
Yeah, so it's out in the UK. It's out everywhere on the 11th of March.
Cool.
So I'm excited to see what happens then.
And apart from that, because you're in the middle of a UK tour at the moment, apart from that, what else do you have lined up this year?
I have what I'm doing, UK tour, and then I'm heading off to Europe to do a good few shows, and the 11th of March I'm going to be in America supporting Ben Rector.
Okay.
And back home for European tour, and then back I'm doing the Coco in London in April.
So that's very
good. Kind of gig here, so I'm excited for that. Can't wait for that.
That's great. So you're gigging all year, so busy year.
Pretty much, I've got no time, which is great. I love it.
Cool. Gavin, thanks very much for talking to us today. Thank you. And the best of luck with this year as well.
Lovely to talk to you, man.